Welcome everybody to probably the biggest Comixology podcast we've ever done in the history of the show. We have two folks on the line, the creative forces behind Helheim from Oni, Cullen Bunn and Joelle Jones. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
thanks for having us.
My first question is one that I ask of everyone from this area is for Joelle. What is it about Portland that is making it the comics mecca anymore? It seems like everybody is in Portland right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I don't know. People ask me that all the time. I think it maybe started out because we had so many publishers here, and then they stayed for the weather. It must be that.
Yeah, we had, I think, your friend Jamie on last 2 weeks ago, and I asked him the same question, and it fascinates me because maybe for some people they don't realize that, you know, like Dark Horse, you know, is from there. And then, you know, I think the majority of it, people find out that Bendis is there for like the mainstream fans. And then they find out that, you know, like Oni, and there's just a ton of people that live there and that move there. Colin, when are you going? Yeah. When are you going to Portland? Let's talk about it.
Well, I don't know. It's probably that may be a ways off. I'm actually in Portland right now, I've got family obligations in St. Louis that'll keep me from moving anywhere for a while, probably.
For now. So let's talk about Helheim is coming out from Oni, and it blends in a lot of genres that I think people would be interested in now, especially with Game of Thrones becoming like the most popular property in history. I mean, you get magic, you get witchcraft, you get Vikings, and you know, maybe some werewolves. We'll see. Who knows? But what's Helheim about for those that haven't seen it yet?
Well, I've been defining it as a Viking era Frankenstein story. So it is. I mean, it is almost a pop horror Beowulf. So it's like you said, it's a story of Vikings and reanimated dead and demons. It's the story of Rickard who gets caught in this war between two witches, and ends up paying the ultimate price. And even that, you know, isn't the end for him.
It's a fun first issue, that draws you in. And I thought the same thing about Sixth Gun, that it was a great first issue. But what is it about, you know, different time frames or eras or genres that pull you in? Because like a lot of the stuff that people know you for from Sixth Gun, it's like Wild West, you know, but with some science fiction and some craziness. But what is it about these kind of genres that pull you in? Or is it just, you know, you think it'll make for a cool looking book and it turns out to be a good book in the end?
Well, these are just the kinds of stories I myself love. And I, you know, usually when I sit down to do a project, I want to think about the, you know, a story that I would like to read and that I would have fun reading. And I think the settings can lend themselves to being visually dynamic, which is good for a comic, obviously. And in this case with doing, you know, a Viking story, I thought, a Viking tale was perfect, it was fertile ground for a horror story.
And Joelle, I remember reading, you know, you were talking about your process because, you know, with your history of work, it's not like a Viking Frankenstein story wasn't my thought of what your next project was going to be. And I read an interview where you said, where you were getting into the book, you had mentioned Big Trouble in Little China and having a heavy metal vibe to it. And I think the Big Trouble in Little China could be the greatest idea ever when thinking of to draw a comic book, I think. One of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, I don't think it was my idea. I think it was Cullen's. Or maybe he just mentioned it a bunch and it sort of snuck in. I think maybe the first time we met, he mentioned it. And I hadn't seen it in so long. And I remember loving it. I went home and watched it. I was like, oh my God, this movie is awesome.
No. It is my favorite movie, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe we should just have a Big Trouble Little China podcast. Maybe you can come to New York City
and
have a viewing party. But that movie, like, that kind of hit, like, all genres. Any genre you can think of. I mean, any kind of medium. That movie hit on all points.
Yeah, it did. It's one of those things, I was thinking about this the other day, that a lot of my favorite movies I ended up watching as double features, either on, you know, like, cable or in the movie theater. And I remember very clearly being in a hotel watching Trouble in Little China and Aliens. back to back for the first time while sitting in this hotel, and both of those movies became favorites of mine. So
I think they actually sell some weird DVD combos where they sell like both of those movies on the same DVD, and they like split the cover art. It says like Big Trouble Little China Aliens. It's so weird when they do that now. So Joelle, I was looking, you know, at some of your artwork, and you had a 7-page, what looked like to me anyway, a 7-page spread for Helheim. Was that an actual 7-page, like huge, just elongated poster or cover, or was that just how you spread out your work for when you're drawing books?
No, I would never do that to myself. it was actually, it's going to be 6 pages. It's going to be, there's going to be variant covers for all the issues that are going to match up together.
And when we're talking about Portland, you're a member of Periscope Studios. And I'm curious, how does that work? And I know there's kind of like a community of artists, but I'm fascinated by it. Do you guys just have like kind of a studio that you just come into at some point if you need to get out of the house and work, or how is that?
Some people work there all the time. I'm really lucky. I think I'm on the Stray Cat membership, where if I'm really sick of working at home, they let me pop in and work for a day. And there always seems to be a desk, and I'm lucky enough to always get to sit next to Steve Lieber, it seems, which is nice. But
nice.
Yeah, it gets me out of the house. Kind of clears the cobwebs from time to time.
His Hawkeye issue was amazing that came out last month.
Yeah, I know, it was awesome.
Are there any communities like that in St. Louis, Colin, where you can just pop into a community office and write the day away?
No. The good news is in St. Louis, Brian Hurt, who's my collaborator on the Six Guns, lives in St. Louis, and Matt Kent lives in St. Louis, and I was getting ready to say we can all get together and work together if we want to, but that very rarely happens. I think Brian and Matt probably work together a little bit, but there's no formal studios. I was going to say, I see Brian probably more often at conventions than I do while we're both in town.
St. Louis is the next Portland. I think that's what people are saying. That's the buzz.
Well, we do have quite a few. We have Matt Kent and Brian and Chris Somney. There's a few creators there.
Yeah. So you guys were at Emerald City. How was the con experience for you, Joelle? Do you dig, you know, meet and greet people, or is it always an interesting experience depending on the con?
I try to enjoy it. I get a bit uncomfortable. I'm more used to being at home doing my thing, but I try to roll with it. I think by the third day, about when it's time to go home, I warm up to it.
Right.
And do it all over again. That's the next one.
What about you, Colin? Do you use this opportunity to like seek out your buddies and maybe put together some ideas, or is it the same? Is it different for each convention?
Yeah, it's different for every convention. They all have their own flavor, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Although this one was a lot of fun. It was very busy. I got to meet a lot of readers, which I really enjoy.
And Colin, I'm a big fan of your short stint on Wolverine, and I wish you had like a longer stay. Were you a big fan of Wolverine growing up, or was this kind of you were able to just put your short mark on the character towards the end?
No, it's definitely a character that I've always liked since X-Men was one of the books that really, you know. That was my first the book I really collected was X-Men. So it was right during, you know, when Wolverine was, you know, really at his peak, in my opinion. So I've been a fan of the character for a long time, and I loved what Jason Aaron had been doing with him. I would have loved to stay on the book for a little while longer. I came on right around the, you know, when the Marvel Now transitions were happening, so that just wasn't in the cards at the time.
It was interesting too, because you kind of made a huge change to the character towards your end, where you had put some pieces in place where he forgot some of the memories that he came back with from House of M. And there wasn't a whole lot of buzz about it, but as a regular Wolverine fan, when I was reading it, I was like, wow, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I wanted to do something with the, you know, with the character, and at the time when I was writing that arc, I wasn't sure if I was going to be doing more or not. So I wanted to set that up. But I'm not doing anything else with him right now. So those seeds are still out there for other writers or... Mm-hmm. Or you never know. Maybe I'll be able to return to it at some point.
Right. You never know. But Joelle, what do you find yourself reading in your spare time? Did you pick anything up at the convention?
I was urged by some friends to pick up Noir Men, which I'm excited to read. I haven't dug into it yet. And Mara, so I'm excited about those.
Oh, yeah. Mara's a gorgeous book. Very gorgeous book.
Yeah, it looked great. I haven't read it yet, but it looked great.
What about you, Colin?
When I do have spare time, I did not pick anything up at the convention, I don't think, because I don't know that I ever left the table for more than a few, a few minutes, or to run to a panel or to run to a signing. But I've been reading Double Barrel by Xander Cannon and Kevin Cannon.
So good.
Which is only, only digitally, but it's such a, I told several people at the convention about it this weekend even. It's a great read.
How great is the drawing, the intro they do of each other in the beginning of each issue where they draw each other and there's just like a little strip at the beginning?
Yeah, I love that stuff, and I love all the, I love all the sort of behind the scenes and the stuff on the craft of making comics that they include with every issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Colin and Joelle, I appreciate you guys for coming on. I really dig Helheim, and I think, a lot of people will enjoy it. It's a fun, enjoyable kind of genre story, which mixes in elements from other areas, which I don't think people are expecting. So thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.